You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And the whole farm was invited, and then I had no family. A lot of my mother and father passed away, and I still don't know where my whole family is. So Jerry's family showed up, all six of her sisters and her cousins and everything. And then I had all my family from Faith Farm and Calvary Chapel by this point from Celebrate Recovery. And we got married, and we had a wedding there. And then we got married, and then we went on our honeymoon on a cruise to Mexico, and we went on a 5-day cruise. And then I left the farm and went home, and had a lot of fear, because here I am in the world again after being in a safe environment for 2 years, married again. Now I got to find a job, and I'm looking for jobs, and I'm kind of had a lot of fear, but I went to work one day, volunteer work at Calvary Chapel to help do some work at the church, and I ended up meeting a guy there, and I ended up working for him. You'll read it in the book. And while I was working for him and another guy, Kevin, they ended up telling me I couldn't work for them no more, but I needed my own company, and Bada Bing Handyman was born, my company now, which I've been in business for 10 years now. Nine years.
So you have a proclivity for being able to take care of issues in people's homes.
Yep. It's a handyman business. Yeah. I do full kitchens and bathrooms and full interiors and lay floors. I do it all.
The bad news is you're 2 hours from me, so I can't bug you. But if people want to, of course, WCNO reaches up and down the coast here, 100,000 watts. You got a phone number if somebody wants a handyman down. Yeah. Now, where do you live?
I live in Coconut Creek.
Coconut Creek. Now, that's down by Fort Lauderdale?
Down by Fort Lauderdale, 10 minutes north of Fort Lauderdale.
And it took you a couple hours to get up here.
2 hours to get up here.
Yeah. Yep. So what's your phone number? Do you want to give out your phone number?
Yeah, give it out. 954.
954.
793.
793.
6759.
6759.
Now, you can use that phone number for ministry, too, because I'm with a deacon now at Calvary Chapel, Fort Lauderdale. I'm in charge of the baptisms, corporate baptisms. I'm the ministry leader of my own Celebrate Recovery in Boca West, Calvary Chapel. And I'm also in the New Believers Room, and I do private baptisms. I do all kinds
of
ministry.
New Believers Room, what's that?
The New Believers Room is when I got saved.
Yeah.
And I went, and they took me into that room
to
give me encouragement. That's what I do now. I'm in the New Believers Room, doing the same thing that was done with me the day that I gave my life at Calvary Chapel, in New Believers Room.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And me and my wife are marriage counselors now, and I also teach the 12 Steps to Celebrate Recovery at Calvary Chapel.
Which is the Christian version of the 12 Steps of AA.
Right. Now, it's
just not afraid to say the name of Jesus.
Right, not afraid to say the name of Jesus, and it's for all hurts, hang-ups, and habits.
All.
So when I got saved from drugs and alcohol and womanizing and lust and cigarettes, I thought I arrived, but you never arrive. But I found out that I had about another list of 35 things that I was dealing with, such as codependency and people-pleasing, suicide attempts, PTSD, marital homelessness. I was dealing with pride and ego, and dealing with all kinds of deceiving things that Satan will attack you with. And if you're not aware of it, you're going to start acting on
them. Paul said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of light and darkness." What happens next? So, what else?
So, keeping my eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
And continue to work my fourth step of celebrate recovery and mm-hmm. doing my devotionals every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I do seven devotionals and take my communion and spend 2 hours with God every morning.
Did you ever have like a demonic deliverance? Anybody, you know, like who's specially gifted in that area or, you know, like the Holy Spirit or the person?
Well, we have a lot. We have people that we've had done healing prayers where we've healed
but
people
you,
from cancer.
For you.
For
oh,
me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've
yeah.
actually prayed with people and been healed of cancer?
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I don't understand is why sometimes people are and sometimes people are not healed.
You got to look at Jesus.
It's the Lord.
Jesus healed some and not all. If you look at it, some people got healed and some didn't. You know, it's God's will. God's will. Some.
I was singing my song, The Mighty One, one time at an assembly. Oh, no, we weren't at the church. You go to Assembly of God Church. It was like six older ladies, and I was singing this song called The Mighty One that I wrote. And all of a sudden, this lady goes, oh, she says, Scrankle, what's the matter? What's the matter? She says, I've had a bone in my foot out of place for 20 years. I'm in constant pain. It just went into place, and I'm healed.
Yes.
So you never know. I had nothing to do with it. I'm just singing the songs to the Lord with hope of trying to be sincere with the Lord. You know?
Yep, we don't have anything to do. It's the Lord that's through us.
Lord.
We're his vessel.
But he does. It is written, he shall enter the praises of his people. You shall enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise. You know, when I was younger, and it says, be thankful in all things. Well, to me, God was, be thankful in all things. Like he's, but that's because of an experience I had with a mean stepfather. But then I found out God says, no, he's saying, be thankful in all things, for this is the will of God for you. You can change your day. All of a sudden, you go, oh, my God, it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then you see somebody that doesn't even have that, and you go, thank you for the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Be thankful, because your riches is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, when I start feeling down and out and want to start complaining, I start doing gratitude list.
Yeah, very good. You know, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale said the river of the mind can only flow in one direction at a time. Think about it. Do this experiment. Anybody listen to this? You say, why is today a bad day? Well, it's bad because, let's see, I got to try to think of something bad. And then it's easier to get to the next thing and the third thing. Okay, now tell me why it's a good day. Well, the sun is shining. I got 10 bucks in my pocket. I'm healthier. I got this or that. There's all of a sudden, the river of the mind can only flow in one direction. And without faith, it is written, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So that means the opposite. It is possible to please God by having faith in him. Not just faith in faith. It's faith in him.
There's two miracles that could happen every morning.
Yeah.
The first miracle is that we open up our eyes, which I call the two greatest gifts.
Yep.
And we're alive.
Yeah.
Or the other miracle is we could open up our eyes, which is a gift from God, and be in heaven.
That's true. I wonder what that's going to be like.
Mm.
And as you get older here, I'm older than you. So it's like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could read about that in the Bible,
yeah,
about heaven. And then, you know, my mother in 1990 had saved my mother from a heart attack. She had a heart attack. And it was funny. I was in my addiction and I stayed home that night. I had been divorced from my first wife before I met my second wife. And I was living home that night. My father came running in my room and busted the door open and said, your mother's dead. Your mother's dead. And I went in the bedroom about 12 o'clock at night. And this thing came over me, and I said to my father, and he was shaking her. She was like a rag doll. He said, Dad, leave Mom. Go open up the doors and call 911. Leave me alone with Mom. And I picked my mother up, and I laid her on the floor, and I started doing CPR like I saw on TV. I didn't know how to do it.
Pushing on her heart?
Yeah, I just started pushing on her and breathing in her mouth and saying, Mom, you can't go now. And I was praying. I ran to God while I was there because that's what I was taught by my mother and father. And my mother the next day told me, she says, Anthony, I need to ask you something. What were you doing over my body? She says, I was hovering over the room, and I watched you pick my body up and put it on the floor, and then you over it. What were you doing? And I said, you were hovering over the room, Mom? She goes, yeah. I said, I was doing CPR. I was trying to bring you back to life. And she said, well, the next thing I know, I saw a bright light. And I saw your grandmother on one side and Jesus on the other side with his hands out. And your grandmother was yelling, Lucy, go back. Anthony needs you. And Jesus was just standing there with his hands out. And she says, and then the next thing I know, I woke up in the emergency in the ambulance. She says, and I just wonder what you were doing over me. And I says, as you bred life into me, Mom, I was trying to breed life into you.
Yeah.
And I thought nothing about
good son.
That. But later in life,
when
I became a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and I went to go see that one movie, The Little Boy, 90 Seconds in Heaven, and he talked about hovering over his father in the chapel, yelling at God, why'd you take my son? And the mother on the phone calling everybody to ask for prayer.
And then the little boy comes back and goes, you know, I have a sister. And the mother goes, how would you know?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. And then you got the other one where the girl fell in a tree.
Yeah.
And then she was hovering.
Yeah.
So I kept seeing all these things, and I'm
head
like,
head first down in the middle of a tree.
Same exact story that my mother told. So I want to just let everybody know, follow Jesus. There's a heaven. He's waiting for you up there. God's got a heaven.
I just
for
hope
us.
We have. To, I hope we can work there, though. I'm kind of. I don't want to be somewhere where it's all just every nice and sugary sweet. I want to. You know, I want to be. The only thing. You know, I like. I like the valleys because I like the mountains. I like to cry because I like the laughs, and I like to cry. I mean, I like to feel. You know.
I've been dreaming a dream a lot lately.
What are you dreaming?
That I could fly.
Really?
I wonder why it's that.
I don't know.
Because we're going to be flying up in heaven.
Maybe.
Yep.
You ever see the birds you'd like to fly? You know, it's a miracle. You never know what's going on. My father was killed in a car accident the day before my fifth birthday. And a bird flew into the house. Now, if you're Italian, you know, right? Mm. That's a sign.
Yep.
So a bird flew into the house. 5 minutes later, the phone rings. My father had been killed in a car accident in South Carolina. I remember my mother and my brother looking out. The door's in the middle of the living room. I'm going outside, and they're over at that window crying. And I was at the left window all by myself crying day before my fifth birthday. But that bird flew in there, so, and they say it's a sign from the Lord. And by the way, in case you're listening to this, the Lord says, not a sparrow falls from the heavens without permission of the Father, and ye are of much greater value than many sparrows, for the hairs on your head are counted. Of course, unless you're Tony.
And you have no hair and you're bald.
Yeah. Now, the title of the book is Addiction, Saved by the Grace of God. It's a wonderful, true story of how he was converted from being a guy in the mafia, addicted to drugs, attempted suicide, married, divorced. God forgave him everything when he was down at Faith Farms, got born again, and a visitation of God. And it's Anthony
Marakovitz.
Marakovitz. And it's titled Addiction, Saved by the Grace of God. Addiction, Saved by the Grace of God. If you want to talk to him about being your handyman, or if you want to talk to him about faith, the phone number is
954-793-6759.
One more time.
954-793-6759.
Hey, Anthony, it's a new day, if you want it to be. God bless you, whoever you are, wherever you are. The Lord loves you. Just repent, surrender, and he will come into your life and guide and direct your footsteps. Right, Anthony?
Yes, he will. God is good.
Hey, thanks for driving a couple hours up here just to be with us. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for inviting me and having me.
May many people read your book.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
To the one whose dreams have fallen all apart, and all you're left with is a tired and broken heart, I can tell by your eyes you think you're on your own, but you're not alone.